This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and other foreign ministers gathered in Belgium today to mark the 75th anniversary of NATO. Speaking in Brussels, Blinken said the alliance represents a rare and invaluable gift, unprecedented security.
Even as our alliance changes, even as it evolves, its purpose remains enduring. Ours is a defensive alliance. It's never had, and it never will have, designs on the territory of any other country.
Blinken added that NATO is meeting new threats by adapting together. The alliance was founded in 1949 as a collective protection from the Soviet Union. Taiwan's leading semiconductor company was forced to briefly evacuate some of its facilities after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck the island today. More than 90% of the world's advanced chips are made in Taiwan. But as NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the industry seems to have come through okay.
The powerful earthquake's epicenter was off the island's east coast, and the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company's hub is closer to the west coast, some 90 miles away. Still, the tremor forced brief evacuations in some of the company's chip factories, known as fabs. A company spokesperson said some of the delicate equipment used to make chips was affected, but no major damage was sustained. Taiwan's chips power everything from dishwashers to fighter jets. iPhones, laptops, Teslas, and AI services like ChatGPT rely on Taiwanese chips. Experts say any major disruption to chip production on the island could throw the entire global economy into chaos. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The first living person to receive a kidney from a genetically modified pig left the hospital today. NPR's Rob Stein has more about the experimental procedure.
Richard Slayman of Weymouth, Massachusetts, received the kidney March 16th at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Surgeons at other hospitals had previously transplanted kidneys and livers from genetically modified pigs into the bodies of brain-dead people, and even hearts into two living men who survived several weeks. But Slayman, who's 62, was the first living person to receive a kidney from a genetically modified pig, and the first to recover enough to go home. Researchers hope genetically modified pigs will someday help alleviate the long-standing shortage of donor organs. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 43 points. The Nasdaq Composite traded higher, up 37. The S&P 500 up 5 points. This is NPR News in Washington. Evacuation warnings have been issued for parts of the Big Sur region in Northern California. Elena Neal Sachs from member station KAZU reports drivers will not be able to travel near a section of Highway 1 that collapsed into the Pacific Ocean last weekend.
The only way out of Big Sur right now are the twice-daily convoys that lead drivers across a single lane of Highway 1. The other lane fell into the ocean over the weekend. Now, approaching rain is forcing a two-day pause to those convoys, which will leave the region isolated. Authorities in Monterey County urged residents, especially those with medical conditions, to evacuate Wednesday afternoon. After that, there are no planned convoys until Saturday. Kurt Gaffel, a local restaurant owner, says the community will be able to tough it out.
If we're only looking at a two-day suspension, it's inconvenient, but it's pretty manageable for most residents.
But if rain causes further damage, the entire region could be isolated until the road can be repaired. For NPR News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs.
Thousands of homes and businesses remain without power in multiple states after a powerful storm system moved through yesterday. Authorities say one person was killed in northern Oklahoma. Damage is also reported in parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Online retailer giant Amazon says it's planning to announce another round of layoffs. The company says several hundred workers will be laid off in the sales, marketing, and global services. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.